USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As we head into Memorial Day weekend, President Trump welcoming veterans to the White House.
Together, our nation pays a mortal tribute to the extraordinary courage, unflinching loyalty, and unselfish love and supreme devotion of the American heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice, and that's what you're here for. It's the ultimate sacrifice, and it is indeed.
President Trump declaring houses of worship essential and also telling America's governors to reopen churches and other places of worship shuttered by the coronavirus pandemic. Pastor Robert Jeffress of the First Baptist Church in Dallas reminds everyone on Fox News,
the first freedom that we have as Americans is the freedom of worship. That's enshrined in our Constitution, Harris. And I think whenever people perceive that that's being encroached upon, you're going to have a reaction.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The University of Delaware says it will not disclose records related to Tara Reid's allegation of sexual assault against former Vice President Joe Biden. The public record requests were sent and denied last month. Another TV network releases some of its plans for the new fall season. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
ABC looking towards a 2020-21 broadcast season, but officials there say they're not yet ready to unveil a full fall schedule that could be potentially upended by continued production delays because of coronavirus. The network says it has renewed the bulk of its scripted and unscripted lineup, which amounts to 19 shows, while also cutting 3 comedies and a rookie drama. ABC expected to unveil the details, though, next month. It's the latest broadcaster to make a significant number of renewals in light of the COVID-19 production shutdown. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
As virtual graduations for high schools and colleges across the country continue to happen, many seniors are wondering what their life will have in store for them. NFL star Ben Watson joins Fox News and has a message for everyone graduating high school and college.
The number one thing I would tell the class of 2020 would be that their character is forged in conflict. Character is forged in conflict. In football, we go through training camp, we have injuries, all those sorts of things. But you don't understand your true character until you have some sort of test. This test for this class, when they look back at it in the future, I think it's going to forge a lot of great character for them. They're going to be able to fight through different things. They're going to be able to excel through any sort of adversity. And I think they're going to have some certain bond together. So the number one thing is that character is formed through conflict. The second thing I want them to remember is that as they move forward, their failure doesn't define them. Failure does not define them. I'm a perfectionist like many of us are. When I do something wrong, when I fail at something, I feel like it's an indication of my self-worth. They need to understand that whether they succeed in life at whatever obstacle they have, whether they fail at life, it doesn't define your worth. Your worth is defined by the fact that you are a creation of God. That's what defines your worth. So when you allow yourself the freedom to fail, you will excel to new heights.
For more news, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or check us out as well on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.